Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And it is my pleasure and joy to be with you. I am Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. And tonight is the second part of the call that we started 2 weeks ago, which was entitled Cancer, What It Is and What It Is Not. Today, we are discussing the subject of cancer, what's a person to do now? So, obviously, if you did not have a chance to listen 2 weeks ago, it would be strongly advised to go and check that out and find out, you know, what we were talking about, because basically, the subject was divided into several parts. The faulty information, the dogma of genealogy, which has pretty much been debunked at this point. That is, in other words, you don't inherit cancer. And number two, that, you know, it's incurable. Because Hippocrates, of course, said there is no such thing as an incurable disease. So that's the good news. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that if you have been or you know someone who has been told has cancer, there's usually a reaction of fear, anger, surprise, one of those kinds of things. So the first thing that we want to discuss is the importance of remaining calm, positive-minded, and to realize there is always a course of action that can be taken that will help, without a doubt. Okay, so we're going to start with what are the options for people who are dealing with some form of cancer, because I'm getting more and more calls from people who are dealing with cancer. And so I think this will be a very helpful type of recording to have that you can share with other people and so on and so forth. The first thing that would be advisable for anyone dealing with cancer or just anyone in general who wants to have a better perspective on health is to get a copy of what has now become a classic book that's called Love, Medicine, and Miracles. And it was written by Dr. Bernie Siegel, who we're happy to say is a friend of ours. Now, Dr. Bernie was a board-certified surgeon for probably 25 years or so. And over the last few years of his practice, he started researching through his patients to realize that there were other factors involved than just simply this idea of, you know, cutting someone up for a particular, you know, type of situation, meaning cancer. But the medical establishment basically offers only three options. They offer surgery, they offer chemotherapy, and they offer radiation. Now, the most important thing that you can do for your own well-being and the well-being of those people that you know and love, is to encourage people to definitely read this book before they make a decision. Whether you're going to do conventional therapies like surgery or chemotherapy or radiation, or you're going to do something on more an alternative field or even a naturopathic field, whatever your choice is, it needs to be made from a position of strength and calmness, never from a standpoint of fear, desperation, you know, emotional uncertainty. That's the death knell right there. Positive attitude has more effect on our health than anything that we can do. More powerful than any food we can take, any drug, any type of therapy we can get. It's that powerful. So, obviously, if we are dealing with something of this magnitude, it's very crucial that we definitely stay positive. And this is one of the reasons why reading Love, Medicine, and Miracles can be so helpful and beneficial, because Bernie Siegel actually started a program called Exceptional Cancer Patients in New Haven, Connecticut, abbreviated as ECAP, and I was very fortunate to be able to take his workshop many years ago, about 20 years ago at this point, that was designed to help people learn how to deal with other people who were dealing with cancer. So it was quite helpful and beneficial. So let's just start with the conventional types of approaches that are out there. Now, in Bernie Siegel's book, he interviewed some patients, and he found, for example, that people who had had chemotherapy, who thought of it as a golden light flowing through their blood vessels, that basically it had only a positive effect on their bodies. They lost no hair. They suffered no nausea. They didn't even lose any weight. Remarkable. And they went into remission. Now, on the other side of the coin, people that he talked to who went into chemotherapy or radiation for that matter, the same applied to both. He found that people that approached it from a standpoint of, God, better do this, you know, if otherwise I'm going to die, desperation, fear, feeling like they're a victim, those people suffered amazing side effects, lost hair, got nauseous, lost weight, so on and so forth. So it just shows the incredible power of our minds to affect even how a treatment can have an outcome on us, either positive or negative. Now, most people that I have talked to are not real thrilled with the idea of doing things like chemotherapy or radiation because they recognize that it's very toxic. And as we discussed 2 weeks ago, the medical profession recognizes that cancer is caused by carcinogenic material that causes cells to break down. So it does seem a little strange why we would want to use a therapy that adds toxicity to our system when toxicity is one of the major causes of cells to break down and cancer to form. So that's one thing that a lot of people ask. But like I said, anything can be helpful if it's used with the right mindset. So that's pretty amazing. Now let's look at the concept of surgery. Surgery can actually be very helpful in many cases, because if you have a cancerous tumor, there's no doubt about the fact that if you start doing everything right and went on a very aggressive detoxification program, in time, your body could actually dissolve that tumor. It's been done before. But that's a lot of work. And it's a lot of energy that your body would have to expend to do that. And, I mean, there have been cases where that's happened. However, the idea of surgically removing a cancerous mass, and at the same time removing the dead tissue that surrounds it that will probably eventually turn cancerous, then that would make sense. If and only if the person has already made lifestyle changes to eliminate the behavior and possibly the environmental influence that caused that cancer to happen in the first place. So in other words, many people have heard the statistics that if a woman starts out with breast cancer and has surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, whatever, and goes into remission, statistics show that within 7 or 8 years, she's probably going to have cancer again, maybe bone, liver, whatever. And that just simply says that the person didn't change the behavior. In other words, they kept doing what got them in the problem, got them to the problem in the first place. But it's easy to see why people would have that situation if they have been told and believe that their cancer was caused by a faulty gene, or because they inherited it, or something like that. Okay. So in other words, by becoming proactive, taking responsibility for the condition, refusing to think or act like a victim, that is powerful, incredibly powerful, to facilitate a healing response. So that's why it's so cool. So there's no doubt surgery can be beneficial in certain cases. And obviously in certain cases, chemotherapy and radiation can be beneficial if it's approached with the right mindset and proper nutrition, obviously. And also, if we're going to do any of these kind of therapies or any type of alternative therapy, it's all hinging about changing the behavior that got us into the situation to begin with, because we don't want to get another incidence of cancer. So that I think goes without saying. But obviously it doesn't, so that's why I said it. Now, there are many alternative types of cancer therapies out there. Probably as many as you care to find. There are some that are system management types, very similar to what allopathic conventional medicine does, but they are using things that are far less toxic, far less, you know, hazardous to the body. But they're still not dealing with the cause. They're dealing with the symptom, okay? But some people choose that. Some people have done therapies that involve genes, involve therapies that involve hormone changes, and there's all sorts of stuff out there. And obviously, you have to do your research and find out what's going on and what appeals to you. That's the most important thing. Bernie Siegel, in his book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, points out beyond a doubt that the type of therapy you should go into is the one that you are most attracted to positively. In other words, the one that you have the most feeling towards, that it's going to help you. Now, you have to be careful that you are not giving away your power. In other words, don't choose something because you think, all right, if I choose this, I don't have to do anything. Someone's going to do something to me. Okay, that's not a healthy attitude. We have created the situations that we have, and we have to be proactive in helping to get rid of the situations. Now, of course, as I've said many times, this is when it's very, very important, that no matter what type of medical professional you're dealing with, whether it be an MD, you know, a holistic alternative doctor or whatever, never consider yourself a patient. Always think of yourself as a customer. Just like when you take your car into a garage, you are a customer. Your car is not the patient of the garage. And if you don't like what those guys say, you're not gonna leave your car there. You're gonna go find another garage. Well, that's the way it needs to be with our healthcare professionals. We need to interview them, and we need to find out if we are in harmony with them. In other words, do we resonate? Do we feel comfortable that this person understands what I'm dealing with, and do I appreciate where their type of therapy is coming from and how it's going to affect me and help me? And that's very crucial. So in other words, we become very proactive. So there are many, many, many types of what are called alternative cancer therapies. Now, there's a third type of therapy that many people go into, which is what you might call the total aggressive detoxification. That is detoxifying the physical body, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. And there are a number of places that actually help people do this. There's the Optimum Health Institute. There's one in San Diego. There's one in Austin, Texas. And then there's Hippocrates in West Palm Beach, Florida. And they're all based on the original research and testing and work of Ann Wigmore, who's the sort of the mother of wheatgrass therapy. And all of these places have had cancer patients, stage one to stage four, you know, minor to severe, who will go to these places and stay for a month or 6 months, and often will walk out cancer-free because they are purging themselves of everything that got them to the point of allowing the cancer to be in their bodies. But it takes work. I mean, when you go to Optimum Health, when you go to Hippocrates, I mean, you're doing wheatgrass enemas, you're drinking wheatgrass, putting it in every orifice of your body, you're eating 100% raw food, much of it fermented, all organic. And so, you know, if you're used to not that type of food, it can be stressful to get used to it. But keep in mind, you know, this is a healing modality. This is what's called aggressive detoxification when you're working on all levels, because they do, you know, emotional counseling. They have spiritual techniques. None of them propose that they are following a particular tradition. You know, not Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism. They're talking about the concept that there's a higher power that has created this universe, and that we have, you know, if we tune into the higher power, that can be very helpful in what our relationship is with this power. And so it fits no matter what type of perspective someone brings to the place. Now, these kinds of places, as well as the alternative places, can be rather pricey. And obviously, the conventional medical approach of surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation often is covered under people's insurance plans, which, of course, makes that affordable for some people. And for some people, they really don't think they have a choice. And like I said, if you're going to go that route, be sure to read Love, Medicine, and Miracles before you ever sign on the dotted line, because have a perspective of positive energy for whatever approach you're going to take. Now, there are people who have opted just to stay at home and do their own programs. And people will even use, like, our barley juice, our kamut, and they will be drinking that several times a day, doing enemas with it. Almost all of the Purium products can be used to support a person who's dealing with a condition like this. There are some exceptions. For people that, if you're doing chemotherapy, if you're doing radiation, you want to stay away from using chlorella and zeolite while you are in the process of having the treatments. Now, once the treatments have ended, or you find out what the half-life of the treatment is, like, for example, if an oncologist tells you that the chemotherapy that's in your body is going to stay active for 5 or 6 days, well, then the seventh day, you can start trying to pull that garbage out, because it's not doing you any good, and it is toxic. The oncologist will tell you it's toxic. No surprise about that. So you need to find out what the window is if you're going to do something like that. But basically, chlorella and zeolite are very powerful detoxifiers, and so that's why you wouldn't want to do that simultaneously, because it's going to be trying to pull this material out. Okay, but pretty much in terms of, like, you know, the power shake, the master aminos, the best of greens, only has a little bit of chlorella in it, so that would probably be fine. But I would say, you know, the power shake, the whole food drink mix, all of these things can be very, very helpful and beneficial, because one, as we spoke last time on what cancer is and what it isn't, if you remember or go back and listen, when a cell normally breaks down, it breaks down for one of two reasons. Number one, it's being attacked by waste, toxicities building up, and the cell cannot properly get the toxins out, and also a lack of proper nutrition. So you can be eating good, healthy products, But if your cells are backed up with toxic waste, the cell may not even be able to absorb it. Okay, so that's why you really need to flood your system with lots and lots of enzyme-active superfoods, because they will, you're going to get some good benefit out of that. And obviously, until your system is completely detoxified, the more you do, the better, because you just need to load up on this so that you nourish the cells so you don't experience more cells breaking down. That's crucial. Now, of course, if you do a program at home, and it can be time consuming, obviously, but, you know, for most people, they don't, that's not a real problem, because many people are not able to, you know, continue working and that kind of thing. But it's important to have a schedule and a routine, and if you can do it with a buddy, that's going to be the best, because environment is stronger than willpower. It has been said by many wise people. And what this means is that when you go to a place like Optimum Health Institute, where everybody's doing the same thing, it becomes the norm, and you find it easier to adjust and to actually do that. Most people by the third day are totally into the routine. But if you're doing your own enemas at home, and you're even maybe doing some coffee enemas and doing lots of fresh of the wheatgrass and trying to do some fermented foods and things like that, like sauerkraut, if you're doing it by yourself, it's going to be harder. And so that's why it's so crucial to have a support network. Now, sometimes the best you can hope for is a virtual support network, and that's fine. I mean, I've actually talked to several people every 3 or 4 days who are doing something like this at home, because that's all they could really afford, and they didn't have insurance. So they didn't have the option of doing something else. Okay, so there's always a way to get support. That's what we're here for. I'm certainly here for this, and I certainly will do anything I can to support anybody. So the purpose of this call has been to give a good general overall perspective on the choices of how someone can proceed if they find out they're dealing with cancer. Now, probably the last thing I'd really like to say that is important is many people want to help other people, like a relative, a friend who's dealing with cancer, whatever. And many people get frustrated because they find that their enthusiasm for a particular way of doing it is not shared by the person who has the condition. And so once again, this is where environment is so crucial, that it's very helpful if you can get people like this to come together in some type of group setting, whether it be actual physical or virtual, like over the phone or the internet, whatever, where there is a support network, because that is crucial. I can't tell you how many times I have had calls from Purium members who have said, well, you know, my husband, my wife, my son, my best friend, my neighbor, my aunt, they found out they have cancer, and I want to help them. And I've come to learn that the best approach is they have to be the one to step forward and to say, what are my choices? And without a doubt, the best thing you can do for anybody is to offer them Bernie Siegel's book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. It truly can be a miracle for people. Truly. It's a kind book, it's a loving book, and it can be read almost in one day. I mean, it's a couple hundred pages, but it's very well written, and it just goes fast. and it's just one of these aha type of books. It speaks truth in a simple, easy to follow method that still offers the science that a lot of people need. And so I strongly recommend that that you share this with people. And Love, Medicine, and Miracles is available certainly at most bookstores, and most libraries, public libraries, have one or two copies of it. It's over 20 years old at this point, so it's still one of the best sellers in the category. So friends, I should have said this at the beginning, but you've probably figured it out. This call has been pre-recorded. And the reason is because while you are listening to it on a Wednesday night, we are traveling doing some trainings for stores. So that's why we had to do it pre-recorded. But basically, the call of 2 weeks ago and this call really go together. And I would highly recommend that you share both of them with people that you know who are either dealing with cancer or who know someone else with cancer. Because this information is helpful. It certainly has helped me in dealing with people. And I certainly wish I had known a lot of this years and years ago, when several people that I loved and cared for were dealing with cancer, and I certainly didn't have this information at that time. And it certainly would have been very, very helpful. But I guess we get what we need at the time we need it. So that's the way the world is. So once again, you will find this in your back office, and it is the companion to the call that we did 2 weeks ago. So just to have a quick review, the main thing is attitude. The second most important thing is attitude. The third most important thing is to have a positive mental attitude. On top of that, enthusiasm is absolutely essential, that whatever you enter into, whatever you decide to do, be enthusiastic about it. Have the faith to know and believe with all of your heart, mind, and soul that the course you are embarking on is what is going to help you. Because that is the magic, totally the magic. You know, whether you're doing this at home, whether you're going to an alternative clinic down in Mexico, whether you're doing an aggressive detoxification, or even doing so-called conventional treatments, whatever you're doing, approach it with the attitude of invincibility, that this is what's going to help me. And be convinced. Don't psych yourself. Don't fool yourself. You must be sincere with your own thoughts. It's crucial. And once you decide on a course, stick with it and be faithful to it as long as you are convinced it's where you need to be. And there's nothing wrong with changing the course after you've started, but make sure that you do it from a positive mental standpoint rather than desperation. Never make a choice or a change because of fear, desperation, or nervousness. The attitude is everything. So, my friends, it's been a pleasure to be with you. You can always call me at 800-962-5433. That's 800-962-LIFE, L-I-F-E. Or, of course, you can email me at askphpdoc, that's askphpdoc, @gmail.com. And I always get back to people. So take good care. God bless. And bye for now.